Dis Notes of Grace, hulle sê, hy is alles vir my. Die tyd nou 16 minute oor 10 op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. My naam is Roos Batsobane, ek is hier by Forest Village Leadership Academy, saam met Beyond the Edge Tutoring, en natuurlik die bestuurende direkteur van hierdie wonderlike organisasie is Edmund Hill. Edmund, baie welkom.
Baie, baie dankie. Goeiemôre Rosebud en 'n baie, baie groot goeiemôre aan al ons luisteraars daar buite.
Awesome. Listen, we've been chatting for the past couple of weeks. We've been touring the Kaapse
Peninsula. We've been all over.
We have been all over and it's been absolutely incredible.
Oh, yes.
The turnout today is, I don't know, phenomenal.
The turnout today is phenomenal and all the glory and all the honor and all the grace belongs to our Heavenly Father. We have seen over 2,000 people make their way to Forest Village Leadership Academy this morning. This is a wow factor.
It's incredible, incredible. Yes. Lumari went and checked in San. She says there's easily 2,000 people.
Definitely 2,000. And plus, and they're insane. Still coming in. They're still coming in their numbers this morning.
It is absolutely insane. Listen, so there might be someone who's listening this morning. I mean, we've spoken about it a couple of times. I think just to position the organization, who is Beyond the Edge and what do you guys do?
Beyond the Edge Tutoring, Rosebud, is a tuition company. We specialize, or if I can put it to you this way, we have 60 educators, professional teachers that teach in the normal schooling system, 60 educators on our payroll, currently tutoring for us at 13 venues right around the Cape Peninsula. We're as far as Mossel Bay. We tutor from grade 1 right through to grade 12. We focus on a number of the key areas, but we don't just tutor subject tuition. We don't just focus on the subject content. We also offer a number of learning mythologies, which we implement in our classes, learning techniques, study methods, which our parents do not pay for, that is implemented in the curriculum. And Mr. Jody Lee is sitting here next to me. He's going to talk a little about our classes that take place here at Forest Village. But we focus a lot on our reading. You know, reading is one of the key areas we focus on.
It's the foundation,
on.
Isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. 80% of our grade 4s in South Africa simply cannot read with understanding. So we focus a lot on reading. We have reading assessors at most of our venues on a Saturday, assessing our learners. We focus on mathematics. Our languages are very, very important because our learners need to pass maths and languages to pass the academic year. And as I said, you know, if they cannot read, they won't be able to study. They're not going to understand what they're studying. Mm. So we are very, very blessed. We have about 60 educators diligently serving us on a Saturday. And we teach at 13 schools right across the Cape Peninsula. We're very blessed. And as I said, it's all the honor, all the glory belongs to the Lord because He has made this happen and only Him.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's absolutely, I mean, I look around me and I know, I mean, we've seen crowds come at the four, the three other venues,
but this is, it looked like this is election day in Mitchell's Plain.
Yes, but it did.
I don't even have,
this looks like a carnival. Speaking about, you've got some activities happening inside.
Yes, we have some jumping castles here this morning, some face painters, some professional face painters. Yeah, some of our learners running around here with some.
They are so cute.
They are so, so, so cute in that. We've got some stationery packs that we're giving away this morning, lucky draws. Average Lane is actually giving away a 5,000 Rand cosmetic hamper. And here we have a whole lot of little ones here with face painters. And they quickly want to say good morning.
Say good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Tamia.
And yours?
Cassidy.
Keisha.
And there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 others that are also standing here. You've got the most adorable paintings. This one's got a dragon. And which schools do you go to?
Sparwing.
Forest Village.
Also Forest Heights. And they're coming from all schools.
Rosebud,
and parents have
we
come
have, yes,
from
we
different
have
schools,
a
haven't
huge,
they?
Huge support here in Easter River. We have 14 schools that support us. We have built a long-term relationship with these schools here. Mitchell's Plain and Easter River are our two communities that support us and come out in their numbers. We have seen children from every single primary school make their way here this morning. The principals have been so supportive, the deputy principals, and we have some of our principals and deputy principals here this morning.
That is incredible. I'm looking forward to chatting with them a little bit later on this morning. Mr. Jodley, I just want to quickly come to you. What is your involvement with this particular facility?
Okay, so my involvement with the facility, it's twofold, so I'll just start from the beginning. So I used to be the deputy principal of Forest Village Leadership Academy, and I actually met Edmund about 3.5 years ago. I tutored for Edmund, one of his initiatives that he ran at a no-fee-paying school, which was Beverly Park. So I actually tutored for him at that time, and at that time I saw a need in the East River area for low-cost tuition, because many of the parents, they would come and they would ask, but we know they wouldn't be able to afford, because many private companies charge up to 300 rand an hour, you know, those kind of rates, which our parents unfortunately cannot. And myself and Edmund came up with the idea to offer low-cost tuition, and Forest Village, at the time I was the deputy here, I spoke to the principal, and they actually allowed us, with the governing body, to use this venue. And I really appreciate that they actually did that. So as you saw earlier, as you heard, many of the learners are from different schools. So this venue is actually open to all learners from all schools in the East River area, grade 1 to 7. So we offer maths and language tuition every Saturday from 9 until 12. So it's a really great initiative. At the moment, we also, about a year ago, we started the high school initiative, which we have at Tuscany Glen High School. So that's the same. It's, again, for all the high school learners. And there we offer your maths, your language, your math literacy, as well as your EMS and some additional other subjects. The demand has been extremely great. You'll see the influx of parents that come, because there's a need. We know learners, they don't read anymore. They struggle with that. And it's a product of the times. You know, the kids are on their phones. So we're trying to make it exciting and to get them back into it and just help them improve and uplift the community. So Edmund has been really helpful in that, that he's actually given the schools these, you know, these special rates, these discounts, the helping with the sponsorships of schools. So he's really gone above and aboard helping the schools.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Am I right, Edmund?
That's correct, yes.
Okay,
right.
So we're going to chat about that later on. I'm going to let you guys go.
Yes,
thank you.
Make coffee, Edmund.
Coffee and donuts. The parents are welcome to come and join us. The parents are welcome to come and join us. We are here until 12 o'clock this morning. Come find out, you know, what we offer. Children are up for free reading assessments today, face painting. There's jumping castles. We've got some amazing giveaways. ShopRite gift vouchers. We've got a 5,000 Rand gift hamper from Average Lane this morning with all the wow stuff in for our mommies. From makeup to perfume, make your way here, come and say hello. We'd love to meet you all.
Awesome. Ek gaan so oor klein 'n bietjie weer gesels met Edmund en van die hoofde wat 'n bietjie uitgekom het vandag. So bly ingeskakel daarvoor op Radio Tygerberg.